Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shlomo Perlstein. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated in honor of Rabbi Aaron Kaufman, Rosh Yeshivas Ateres Shmuel of Waterbury.
Daf Sadik Beis with Aleph. The Gemara mentions the shita of Reb Shimon that if she married Al Pi Bezdin, she's potter from bringing a carbon. Yachid she'asa by Ras Bezdin, according to Reb Shimon, is potter from bringing a carbon. The Gemara brings Ze'iri that says the halacha is not like the Mishnah. And even according to Reb Shimon, in such a case of our Mishnah, she'd be chayiv to bring a carbon. Because Bezdin's psak is not a psak. It's not yochet she'asal b'hiras Bezdin. It's a tos. Since Bezdin made their psak based on Edim Shkarim, on false Edim, it doesn't have the toikif, doesn't have the authority of a real psak. And therefore, if somebody does what Bezdin paskin, and it's shalai kedin, they have to bring a carbon. Rav Nachman argues, Rav Nachman holds that it's called Ohayro, and therefore it's under the rule of Yachad Shai Salvay Ras Bezdin is potter from bringing a carbon according to Rav Shimon. I think where it brings Rava. Rava says, I'll prove to you that it's a toz and not a Ohayro. The ilu Ohayro Bezdin mechelev v'dam leteir. If Bezdin paskin about chelev and dam, then it's mutter in a certain case, and then they saw a reason to aser. If they come back and say, no, we changed our mind and we want to be matter again, unless they come with some real proof, if they don't have a very convincing argument to be matter, the Isser will stay in effect. Yet over here, in the case of Eishes Ish, the marriage of Pi Echod, if an Echod is made, her husband died. She's mutter. Two Edom come afterwards and say her husband is still alive. She's Aser. If an Echod comes afterwards, a different Echod, and says her husband died, she goes back to her heter. So the Gemara says, my time, lavish from the toes. So you see that the first psak was a toast. The first eight echod that lied to Bezdin was considered a toast, not a hayro. Rashi explains, we say the first eight tricked us, and the second eight echod that's matir is believed. Because if the first one was a hayro, was a psak, and we were samech on him, paskin, it's not considered that he tricked us. It was considered a psak. Once we see that the two Edom came afterwards and said he was wrong, how could we go back to our original psak and be matir based on the second eight echod? We know we were wrong on the first psak. How could Bezdin go ahead and rely the second time around on a 8 Echod when we know that an 8 Echod was wrong the first time around? Therefore, Rava proves that it's a toos and not a hero. If it was a hero, we wouldn't be able to go back to the same rationale the second time around. Now, L'chair, it's a pliatsuma how to explain this Gemara. What does one have to do with the other? When Bezdin is matra the Dam of the Chalim, and then they realize it was a mistake, then they decide afterwards to be matter once again, unless they have a convincing argument, the Isser will stay. But here, let's say the first aid was taka a liar, he wasn't careful. But the second aid that comes about and says that he knows the husband died, it's a totally different aid. This is a totally new reason to be matter. What do I care that in the interim, two aidim were made that he was still alive? He was still alive till that point. The aid Echad, that came back the second time, is saying he knows now he died. It's a new Maisa. What does the first aid have to do with the second aid? Really, the psak by the Eid Echad the first time around was a hero. That was an invalid hero because he taka lied. It's not a toast. It's a hero. The second time around, it's a proper hero. They're not relying on the same rationale. Now it's a different rationale. Now it's a different aid, a different story. So the Ritva, in his words, throws in the terrace of that. Since the Nemanos Veid Echod is based on Isha Daiko Mitzvah, so what happened? Bezdin relied on the Daiko Mitzvah the first time, and the aid was proven a liar. The two aidim showed that it wasn't true, the husband was still alive. The second aid comes along now, and it says the husband died, a totally different story, but it's not a totally independent heter. It's also based on the Isha Daiko Mitzvah, that she knows that the aid is saying the truth. We saw her mess up the first time, we saw that she's not really trustworthy. So how could we allow her to marry based on the second eight echod's aidus that the husband died? We have to come out to her, daiko mitzvah, and we know she's not careful about it. So if the first time around was a hirah, then how could we rely on this hirah the second time around when we know that the hirah based on her daiko mitzvah is rather weak? Eloma, it's a toos. It's a mistake. We relied primarily on the aidus of the eight echod, and that aidus was meaningless. That aidus caused Bezdin to make a toos. It's not that he made a hirah that was wrong. Where unless they can be certain that this time around it's going to be perfect, they can't recant on the Isser. First time around that they were matzer was meaningless. It was a toss, not a hero. Therefore, the second time around, when they have a reason to believe the second eight, there's no reason to believe he's lying, and we can assume this time it should be more careful, we have a right to be samech on the second eidus of an eidechon, we matter, because the first time around was nothing. Not that it was a psak of Aiko Mintzvah where Bezdin made a mistake, rather, it was a psak based on a toast. It wasn't the Shem HaYiro B'chal, and therefore, Bezdin can be matter the second time around, and we don't have to be chayshish that she's not going to be medayik this time. This mahalach, the way we explain the Ritva, is quite similar to the Netziv's mahalach in Meray Misada. The Netziv in Meray Misada and in Shuvas Meshiv Dover, Chelek Bey Simon Samach Gimel, explains the Gemara a bit differently. He explains the Machlekes Rabban and Rav Nachman are arguing in a Machlekes HaMeirom we find in Bechayrus Daf Lamed Vav, if an Eid Echod who is normally not Nemon will be Nemon in the case where it's Milsa David Legluye, where it's something that's going to be found out eventually anyways, do we say that he's Nemon even though normally he would not be Nemon in a certain situation? Like being Matar a Bechar that a Gadamum Beheter. Now if an Eid Echod is Nemon Menatayra by Milsa David Legluye, even though he wouldn't be Nemon necessarily without that, then the Nemonis over here by Eishes Ish can be based primarily on that Nemonis. We need that she's Daiko Mintzva in order to avoid a Chumra Midrabonon of Eishes Ish. We'd say Eishes Ish is such an Isra Chomor, will need more than the Eidus of an Eid Echod, even if it's a Milsa David Legluye. So therefore, we also need to come up to Daiko Mintzva. But the primary reason for the heter is based on the nemonos of the Eid Echod. That's one way of understanding the nemonos of an Eid Echod together with the daiko mitzvah of the wife. Or, we could say the nemonos of an Eid Echod, even by Milsa David Legluye, is no more than the regular nemonos of an Eid Echod. And therefore, the whole nemonos of the Eid Echod together with the daiko mitzvah of the wife is only midrabanan. Now, those two mahalchim are going to be toluy in the two shittas in Bechayr Staf Lamed Vav, as we mentioned, if a Milsa David Legluye gives an Eid Echod more nemonos than normal. And we find Rava and Daf Tzadik Dalel and Aleph, according to the Netziv, holds that an Eid Echod by a Milsa David Legluye is Neman Menatayr. And therefore, Rava L'Shitasei holds that the Iker Heter is not because she daiko mitzvah. The primary reason for the Heter is because the Eid Echod has nemonos. Midrabanan, we demand that there's also a daiko mitzvah. Therefore, Rava holds over here, when one Eid was made, the husband died. Then two Eidim came and were made that the husband's still alive. And then another Eid is made that the husband died. True, her daiko mitzvah took a hit. We are not really samech on her daiko mitzvah anymore. Because you see, she wasn't all that daiko mitzvah the first time around. But since the ikra nemonis is not because of the daiko mitzvah, the ikra nemonis is because of the Eid Echod. Because Rava holds that Eid Echod by a milsa David Legluye is namah menatayra. Since the ikra nemonis is based on the Eid Echod and not on her daiko mitzvah, therefore when the second Eid Echod comes along and says the husband died, we don't say that it's comparable to a case of Hayroah, whereby Hayroah, unless we have an overpowering reason to be Samech on the Heter, we won't do that. Masha Ein Kein, by an Eid Echod that comes to be made after two Eidim said the husband is still alive, and he's made that the husband died, we don't say that there's a weak reason for the Hayroah, and just like she wasn't daiko mitzvah the first time around, she's not daiko mitzvah the second time around. Rather, we say, since the Ikar Nemonis is based on the Eid, so the first time was just a toast, it was a false Eid, he made a mistake, we're not relying on that Eid. But the second time around, when the Eid comes and is made independently that the husband died, we believe that second Eid, because the Ikar crux of the Nemonis is based on the Nemonis of the Eid Echor, not the daiko mitzvah. Daiko mitzvah is taco week. But the Nemonos of the Eid Echod, one Eid has nothing to do with the other. The Kitzur, when we're relying on the Daiko Mitzvah, that's Deimetu Ohayro, that we have to come on to a particular Svara. If we're relying basically on the Eid, and the Daiko Mitzvah is just for added support, so that's not going to be considered a Ohayro, that's going to be considered a Toast. The first Eid made a mistake, we don't trust him. The second Eid has nothing to do with the first Eid. It's a totally new reason for Nemonos. That's how Rava proves that it's considered a toas and not a hayro. Rav Nachman, however, doesn't hold the Ikar Nemonis is based on the Eid Echod. Rav Nachman holds like the Shitas that Eid Echod by Milsa David Legluye is not Nemon. Rav Nachman holds the primary reason that we allow her to marry is because of the Daiko Mitzvah. Therefore, if at the first time around
we see she's not taiko mitzvah, we're not going to assume the second time she's any more daik, and therefore we won't believe him. And that's actually what Rav Nachman said before that. Teda dehirohi, we know it's a hirah, because kol tera kula an eid echod is not believed. And here an eid echod is believed. So you see that it's hirah and not a tos. That's because Rav Nachman Lashitase holds that an eid echod by a milsa David legluye won't be nemon. Not in kol tera kula, not over here. That's what Rav Nachman holds. Clearly, a hirah, it's a special din that we go buster daiku mincevah. If the ikra namonis is based on daiku mincevah, that's considered a hirah. There's a special halacha that the chomur mati here, that's a psak. Therefore, the Netziv learns that the Machlekes Rav and Rav Nachman is really a basic shiloh. How do we understand the nemonus of the Eid Echad over here? Is he really nemon because of Milsa David Legluye and the Daiko Mintzvah is just for added support? And therefore, if the Eid Echad the first time around proves to be mistaken, it's not that they paskin something wrong, it's not a hayro, it's just a toos, because everything is based on an Eid Echad who lied. That's a mistake, that's not a bad psak. However, Rav Nachman learns that the Ikar Nemanos that were Matur and Eishas Ish based on an Eid Echod is not based on the Nemanos of Eid Echod. It's based primarily on the Daiko Mintzvah. That's a Psak, that's a Heter, because of the Sfarah of Daiko Mintzvah, and not because of the Nemanos of Eid Echod by a Milsa David Legluye, because Rav Nachman holds that by a Milsa David Legluye, an Eid Echod is not Nemon any more than a regular Eid Echod. Therefore, we have to come on to a new Sfarah of Daiko Mintzvah, which will be considered a Hiro'o. That's a Psak, as we're Mechadish a new Sfarah. The Karanayer actually asks Akasha on the Rishonim that learn that we mentioned in Daf Peches that the Nemonus of an Eid Echod by Eishes Ish is based on Milsa Davida Legluye, and that's why she's Mutter. And she's Mutter Min HaTayra. And it's not considered an Akiras Dover Min HaTayra by the Chachamim, because Milsa Davida Legluye is an Nemonus Min HaTayra. From Rav Nachman we see not like that. From Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says that Kol Tayra Kula, an Eid Echod is not Nemon. Now according to the Netziv, that's not Shver. According to the Netziv, that's really a machlekes amayroim. Rav and Rav Nachman are really arguing in this shaila gufa. Is an eid echod neman milsa David legluye min atayra or not? According to Rav, he is neman. According to Rav Nachman, he's not. The rishonim that paskind that milsa David legluye is an amanas min atayra are going according to Rav. Now the Rambam in Perek Yudalet Halacha Gimel Mehilchos Shgagos paskins that if Bezdin was matter and Eishes Ish to be remarried based on edus that the husband died, and it turned out that they were false Eidim, the Rambam paskins that's not considered a hira, that's considered a toos, and therefore the woman has to bring a carbon. In other words, the Rambam is paskining like Zeiri in our sugya. Now the Lecha Mishnah and the Mishnah Lamelech ask Akasha. The Rambam paskins that Yachid she'osa b'hira as Bezdin is chayiv to bring a carbon. The Rambam doesn't paskin like Reb Shemin. According to that, why is Rambam bothering to pass like Zeiri that this is considered a toos and not a hayro? Even if it was considered a hayro, it would make no difference. According to the Rambam, Yachid she'osa b'hira'as bezdin is chayiv. The whole machlekes is Zeiri and Rav Nachman is only according to Reb Shimon. We don't go according to Reb Shimon la'alacha. The Reb Chaner answers, and I saw Reb Chaim in the Chiddush HaGrach HaLashas also answers the same teretz. There's a nafkamina, not over here. Over here would it make no difference. She'd be chayiv and achatas regardless. The nafkamina that is considered a toos and not a hoira is in a case where half of Klal Yisrael did an avera that has a chi of chatos. The halacha is if a roiv of Klal Yisrael did an avera that has a chi of chatos based on a psak of bezin that was mistaken, bezin has to bring a parhelim dover shel tzibur. Bezin has to bring a special carbon. That's only if most of Klal Yisrael did it. If half of Klal Yisrael did that avera, Bezdin is not going to bring a parhelim dover shel tzibur, and all the yechidim will bring karbonis. Now, the Rambam holds that we're mitzarif, two different averis. If, let's say, 40% of Klal Yisrael did an iser karis of nida based on a mistake of Bezdin, and 20% did a mistake of chilul Shabbos based on a mistaken psak of Bezdin, we're mitzarif the two groups, and they bring a parhelim dover shel tzibur, it's considered roiv of Klal Yisrael. The nafkamina over here is, let's say half of Klal Yisrael did an avera that has a chiyuv chatos, based on a mistaken psak of Bezdin. And now this woman went ahead and remarried based on a mistaken psak of Bezdin. If it was considered a hira betos, then Klal Yisrael wouldn't bring karbonis as yechidim. Bezdin would bring a parhelim dover shel tzibur. However, since we call it a Ta'os and not a hayro, this psak is not called a psak, it's simply a mistake. She won't be mitzarif to the 50% of Klal Yisrael, and therefore everyone would have to bring a carbon chatas of a yachid, and there would be no parhelim davar shel tzibur. Now the Aruch HaShulchan says a similar teretz. He says, in our case, there is no nafkamina, whether it's considered a tos or a hara'ira. In any case, we don't pass in like Reb Shimon. We hold that yochad she'asa b'hira'as bezdin is chayiv, and she'll have to bring a korban regardless. The nafkamina that the Rambam writes is halacha of, if Eidim make a mistake, it's considered a tos and not a hara'ira. The nafkamina is, in a case where Rav of Klal Yisrael did an aveira that has a chiyuv chatas on it, based on a psak of Bezdin. Normally we say that in such a case, we say the Klal Yisrael doesn't bring korbanos as yechidim, Bezdin brings a parhelim dover shel tzibur. However, in a case where Bezdin paskin based on Eidim Shkarim, that's not considered a psak Bezdin, that's considered a tos, and therefore there is no din of parhelim dover shel tzibur. Rather, all the yechidim would bring korbanos chatos of yechidim, even if it was most of Klal Yisrael together, since that's not considered a psak of Bezdin, it's a mistake. Rav Shachan Aviezer says a different teretz. Rav Shachan understands that if she married based on a heter that Bezdin gave to her, based on the edus of two edim, in such a case she'd be considered an oinus gomer. And even according to the Rambam, who passes like the Chachamim, that yachid she'asa b'hira'as Bezdin is chayiv, in such a case where she's an oinus gomer, there are two edim and a psak of Bezdin together, if she did an aveir based on that psak, she'd be pater from a carbon. That's provided that it's considered a psak of Bezdin. But since it's considered a tos, therefore, we're mechayiv to bring a korban, even if it was based on a psak of Bezdin with two edim, since that's not considered a psak at all, it's considered a tos. That's why the Rambam has to bring this halacha of Ze'iri, even though we don't pass like Reb Shimon. Now the Gemara continues, the Gemara brings the Mishnah of Hayruli Nosei, Bezdin paskin, she should get married, she's mutter. V'halcha v'kilkula, she went ahead and she was mekalkil, that she has to bring a korban. They only were matter her to marry, not to be mekalkel. What does it mean that she was mekalkel? Rabbi Lazar explains it means that she was mezana. Bezdin was matter her to get married. She went ahead and was mezana, not in marriage. She has to bring a korban. Rabbi Yechanan says, we're talking about an almana l'kayin gadol, or a grusha v'chalutz l'kayin hedyet. Bezdin was matter her only to marry someone that she's mutter to marry, and she went ahead and married somebody that's forbidden to her. In such a case, we say that's not included in the psaka of the Bezdin, and therefore she's chayev achatas, she's not doing alpi Bezdin. So the Gemara says, according to the shita that holds that if she was mezana, she has to bring a korban, kol shekein if she married almana l'kayin gadol, or grusha v'chalutz l'kayin hedyet, because that definitely is not going to be considered included in the psak. They certainly weren't matter her to marry somebody she's forbidden to marry. However, according to the shita that holds that only almana l'kayin gadol v'grush v'chalutz l'kayin hedyet is chayev achatos, if she was mezana, it could be she's going to be potter, because that is part of the psak, because she says, you made me into a pnuya. And therefore, even if I was mezana, I should be potter based on your psak. Now, really, we have to understand the Gemara. According to the logic that Bezdin was matter her to remarry because her husband died, it should make no difference regarding the Isser of Eishes Ish whether she's mezana, or whether she marries an almana l'kayin gadol. True, Bezdin didn't allow her to do that. But if we follow the psak to its logical conclusion, we'll see that she's not an eishes ish, and definitely, she's forbidden to marry a kayin gadol if she's an almana. She's forbidden to marry a kayin hedyet if she's a grusha v'chalutza, but she's not an eishes ish. Why would she have to bring a korban? So we have to explain the Gemara. The p'tur of ba'asaisa, according to Reb Shimon, that we learn from that pasuk that yachad she'asa b'hira'as Bezdin is potter, it's not because Bezdin was maturit for her, and therefore, if she does it, it's under Bezdin's auspices, and she's mutter. It's a different lamdus. If she does something Bezdin tells her to do, therefore she'll be potter, because there's exeris hakosav v'aseisa. If she's doing Bezdin's tzivui, she's doing what Bezdin tells her to do, she's not doing something based on her own volition, therefore she's going to be potter from a korban. It's a special exeris hakosav. It's not that if Bezdin says something, she's allowed to. If Bezdin says something and she does what Bezdin tells her to do, that act is an act of ptur. Therefore, it has to lie in Bezdin's words. If Bezdin says you can marry, how much do we broaden the definition of you're allowed to marry? According to Rebbe Lozer, it means just that. You're allowed to marry, and that means marry somebody that only you're allowed to marry, and it means only marriage. Therefore, Zinsa is going to be chayiv. Kol shkein almana l'kayin gadol. That doesn't lie in Bezdin's psak. According to Rabbi Yochanan, when Bezdin says you're allowed to marry, it carries with it the understanding that she's a pnuya. And therefore, if she's mezana, she's also considered somebody doing what Bezdin said. It lies under the umbrella of Bezdin's word, you're allowed to marry, means, with a liberal translation, you may be Mazana also, although it's Aser, but as far as the Psak is concerned, she said, you made me into a Pnuya. However, there's no way to include in the words of you're allowed to marry that you may marry a Mona L'Kohen Gadol. That definitely doesn't lie in Bezdin's words. The Machlekes is just a Shaila, how to broaden the literal definition of what Bezdin said. However, if we're handling what the logic is based on the Psak, of course she's a Pnuya in any case, whether she's Mazana or Almana L'Kohen Gadol. That's not the issue at hand. The issue at hand is how do we define, how do we touch up the definition of Bezdin's words. Rabbi Lozer says it means exactly what they said, to marry somebody, and obviously it means somebody that's mutter to her. Znus Kolshkein Almana L'Kohen Gadol will be not considered as part of the Psak, and therefore she'll be Chayav Achatus. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Znus is included in the broader definition of Bezdin Psak. However, Almana L'Kohen Gadol is definitely excluded, and therefore should be chayiv achatos. Now the Ritva says something else over here that may be a bit of a proof or shed light onto what we were just saying. The Ritva says that we say that if Bezdin was matahir linosei and she went ahead and was mezana according to Rabbi Yochanan, she's not going to bring a korban, that only works by the lashon of a chachamim, when Bezdin gives a psak. Bezdin's psak can contain a bit more than what it says. It can be broadened to be understood a little more than what the actual words say, literally. However, by a lashon of a hedyot, where a person says his own lashon, there we take it exactly literally, we have no right to broaden the definition. He says, therefore, if a man writes a get to his wife, and he writes, Hare at muteres linosa l'chol odom, you're mutter to marry anybody you see fit, but he doesn't write Hare at muteres l'chol odom without the word of linase, we'll assume that he stipulates that the heter of the gerushin, he's giving a gerushin al tnai that she marries at somebody. But if she's going to be mezana with somebody else, that doesn't lie in the get, it will be a shiur. And in the event that she actually was mezana with somebody and not marry somebody, according to what it says in the get, she'll be chayiv as an eshes ish. That much he left over, that znus is not mutter in the get. Therefore, the Ritva writes, by a yochid, we're definitely going to mechayiv him to write in the get, harayat muteres l'chol adam, without that word of li nosei. Because we're not going to say he means to imata her to be a pnuya. We'll say rather, we're going to define what it says in the get by literally translating the words, and therefore he was only matter her to marry and not to be mezana, and therefore she may remain an eshes ish if she were to be mezana. Therefore, the Torah writes that we force a husband to write harayat muteres l'chol adam without writing the word linasei. We see the Ritva's understanding is by Bezdin, we understand that there's a deeper meaning, we can broaden the literal definition of what Bezdin writes, masha'en kein by yochad, we don't say that. Now, regarding the machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lozer, whether we say if she was mezana, is that included in the psak of the Bezdin, and therefore, according to the shita, that's included in the psak of the Bezdin, if she went ahead and did it al pi Bezdin, she'll be potter from a korban. Yochad shas al pi aras Bezdin, according to Rabbi Shimon, is potter. In our sugya, that's shita Rabbi Yochanan, that znus is included in the words of the psak. Rabbi Lozer holds that snus is not considered in the words of the psak, and therefore if she went ahead and was mezana, that's what the Mishnah means, holcha v'kilkola shall be chayiv. The Rambam in Perakei Mehilcha Shkagos, halacha hei paskins, that if she was mezana, after Bezdin paskin that she's mutter to remarry, she has to bring a korban. It would seem the Rambam is paskining like Rabbi Lozer against Rabbi Yochanan. Now generally the halacha should be like Rabbi Yochanan. Why would the Rambam paskin that if zinsa, she's chayiv to bring a korban, not like Rabbi Yochanan? So the Kesef Mishnah and the Mishnah Lamelech both deal with this kasha. The Kesef Mishnah answers very simply that our sugya is going according to the Mishnah. The Mishnah that says that if a woman married based on false edus, based on a psak of Bezdin, she doesn't have to bring a korban, that's going according to the shita that holds on the top of the omud that it's a hero. That when Bezdin passes a mistake based on false edim, that still has a din of a psak, and therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, that Yochad she'asa b'hiras Bezdin is potter, that will also be considered a hiras Bezdin and shall be potter. However, since the Rambam passes like Zeiri, that it's considered a toos, that when Bezdin makes a mistake based on a false edus, that's not considered a hiras bezdin. That's considered a toos. So therefore, the halacha is not like our Mishnah anyways. So in any case, whether she was mezana or she married, even if she did exactly what bezdin said, since it's not considered a hiras bezdin, it's considered a toos, like Ziri, that's how the Rambam paskens the halacha, therefore it makes no difference, and she'll be chayav achatos. It's not that the Rambam's paskening against Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar are only arguing according to the shita that it's a hero. We pasken that it's a tos, and therefore in any case, she'll be chayav and bringing a korban chatos. The Mishnah L'melech answers even a simpler teretz. We hold that yochad she'osa b'hiras bezdin is chayav. Our sugya, where Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar are arguing whether if she did znus based on the psak of Bezdin, it's included in the psak of Bezdin and she'll be potter, or it's not included in the psak of Bezdin and she'll be chayiv. That's all going according to Shitas Reb Shimon that Yochad she'osa b'hiras Bezdin is potter. The Rambam passage was like the Chachamim, not like Reb Shimon. And Yochad she'osa b'hiras Bezdin is chayiv. Therefore, it makes no difference whether the znus is based on the psak of Bezdin or it's excluded from the psak of Bezdin. It makes no difference. Even if she did exactly what Bezdin told her to do, she'll still be chayiv, because we hold Yochad she'osa b'hiras Bezdin is chayiv in a korban. Now the Mishnah L'melech still brings a very interesting shayla on our sugya. The Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yochanan, and definitely according to Rabbi Elazar, if the woman's an almana l'kayin gadol, or a grusha v'chalutza l'kayin hedyet, that's definitely not to be considered part of the psak, and she'll be chayiv a korban if she went ahead and married a kayin. Now the lashon of the Gemara is almana l'kayin gadol, which is the nisar d'oraisa, or grusha v'chalutz l'kayin hedyet. Now everyone knows an almana l'kayin gadol is osur m'd'oraisa. A grusha to a kayin hedyet is also osur m'natir. A chalutza to a kayin hedyet is only osur m'd'rabbanan. Now the Mishnah Melech declares that the Gemara says grusha v'chalutz l'kayin hedyet, that she has to bring a carbon because it's not part of the psak. She's osur to marry a kayin hedyet. We find many places in Shas that Chazal say grusha v'chalutza l'kayin hedyet, even though it really means just a grusha. Chalutza is agav. We find in Makas Taf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, for example, that the Mishnah says a grusha v'chalutza l'kayin hedyet gets malchus. Now, a chalutza l'kayin hedyet doesn't get malchus. It's only in a Seder Rabbanon. Chalutza is mentioned agav. Over here, Bezdin says she may marry. What happens if a chalutza went ahead based on the psak and married a kayin hedyet? Now, I'm going to tell you what she did was fine. It's only Nisra D'Rabbanon. Do we say that since Menatayra, she is allowed to marry this Kayin Hedyet, it's considered included in the Psak? True, D'Rabbanon, she may not marry this Kayin Hedyet, but Bezdin said, Muteres Atli Nasai, you may marry, and Menatayra, she may do that. So therefore, she won't bring a carbon. Or do we say, true, Medirayisa, she may marry this Kayin Hedyet, but since D'Rabbanon, a Chalutza may not marry a Kayin Hedyet, and Bezdin is saying, you're allowed to marry, and they don't mean to include something that's osur, so I don't care if the reason it's osur is only midrabanan, since the fact is it doesn't lie in the heter of Bezdin. That Bezdin said, go ahead and do this, therefore, she'll be chayiv in a carbon midiraisa. True, the isra is only midrabanan, but since that doesn't lie in the words of Bezdin, as we explained before, the p'tur of Yochad she'osa b'hiras Bezdin is because it lies in the words. And since midrabanan she may not marry this kayin hedyet, we can't say it lies in the words of Bezdin, and therefore the Mishnah Melech has a tzad to say she'll be chayiv in a korban medir aisa, even though the isra of chalutz l'kayin hedyet is only midrabanan. The Mishnah Melech is a machriya, he blibes with the sofik. And on with Beis, we find the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds kedushin are not toifis by yevam l'shuk. The Torah says leisia eishes ameis hachutz l'ishzor. We darshan she shouldn't have havayus kedushin. Taisus explains that's not going only according to Rabbi Akiva who holds chayvei lavan avadin of chayvei krisis. Rather, it's going even according to the Chachamim. According to Shmuel, we're mesupik whether the pasuk leisia eishes ameis hachutz l'ishzor is telling us a lav, telling us an iser, but kedushin are toifsin. Or the Torah is telling us the way Rav explains that there is no tefisas kedushin by a yevam l'shuk. Now Rashi in Daf Nun Hei Omid Beis reads the Gemara quite literally. Shmuel has a suffix. Did the pasuk of Eliseah Eishes Hameis Hachutz Alishzar come to tell us that there's no tefisas kedushin, and it doesn't say anything about a lav, or the pasuk is telling us about a lav and kedushin are tefisin? But Rashi doesn't accept, according to the Gemara over there, that it's possible. It comes to teach us both that there's a lav and that there's no tefisas kedushin. That's actually the pashtus of the lashon of the Gemara over there, that there's a tzad that yevam l'shuk is not a lav, rather it's just an iser asay. However, Tosfos brings Rabbeinu Tam that according to everyone, there's a lav of Lysia Eshes HaMeis HaChutza Lishzor. The question is, does the pasuk come to tell me also that there's no Tfisas Kedushin? But a lav, there is according to everybody. The Ritva brings Rayas from all over the Masechta that we find that Yevam L'Shuk is a Chayvei Lavin. One place, for example, is the Gemara and Daf Yudalit. The Gemara clearly says over there that Bnei Yevam L'Shuk are considered Bnei Chayvei Lavin and therefore they won't be Mamzerim. Now clearly, Tosfos has a different girsa in the Gemara Daf Nun Hei Omid Beis that there is no tzad that Bnei Yevam L'Shuk are only Chayvei Asayi. Tosfos is not gairus the words that Rashi is gairus that may lead to such a conclusion. We see the Rambam too, Paskins in Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Ches, that if Yavama marries Lashuk, she gets Malkus, yet the Rambam also passes like Shmuel, that it's a suffix whether there's Tfisas Kedushin by a Yavama Lashuk. And the Gemara continues. Omer Ravashi. Ravashi said, now that a Maimar said that the Halacha is according to Shmuel, that a Shaykh Tfisas Kedushin by a Yavama Lashuk, Hoya Yavama Kayin. If her Yavama was a Kayin, Chayilus La. The Kayin gives her Chalitza, Vesharyalai, and she's mutter to stay with a man that was Mekadisha. If a man was Mekadisha Yavama Lashuk, and her Yavama is a Kayin who cannot marry her anyways, because she'll be a Grusha, and a Grusha is usher to a Kayin, we tell the Yavam, who's a Kayin, do Chalitza, and she'll is mutter to the man who married her. So the Gemara asks, is Guri Iskar? And Mekain Matzinu Chaytin Iskar? It comes out that if you force the Kayin to do Chalitza, the man who is Mekadisher is a Chayte Nisker. He didn't have Veir, and he's gaining from it that he keeps this woman by forcing the Kayin to do Chalitza. So the Gemara answers the other way. Elam Haya Yavama Yisrael. If the Yavam was a Yisrael who could marry a Grusha, Naisein La Sheini Get V'Hutter Lai. The husband who married her gives her a get, and she's mutter to return to her Yavam. Now this Gemara has several Mahalchim in the Rishonim. What exactly are we talking about? And what's the chiddush of the Gemara? According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's talking about he was Mekadisher without Nisuin. Let's give names to the two husbands so things should be easier. Reuven is the Yavam, Shimon was Mekadesh, the Yavama. In a case where Shimon was Mekadesh without actually doing Nisuin, in such a case the halacha is if the Yavam wants to do Yibum, then the husband, Shimon, is Megaresh and she can return to Reuven. If Reuven doesn't want to do Yibum, then all he has to do is Chalitza, and she's mutter to Shimon, the Mekadesh. However, if Shimon actually did Nisuin, then she's usher even to Reuven the Yavam. Just like in Eishes Ish, there was Nises to a second husband, she's usher both to her second husband and her first husband. Now, according to that, Tosfos explains the Gemara. The Gemara understood that if Shimon made Kiddushin on this Yavama, and Reuven her Yavam is a Kayin, we force Reuven to give Chalitza and allow her to stay with Shimon. So Gemara asks on that, Iskuri Isker. It comes out that he's a Chaitan Isker. Shimon made Kiddushin Shalakadin. Not only does he not have to give up the wife that he married Be'isser, we can actually force Reuven the Yavam to do Chalitza. It comes out it's a Chaitan Isker. So on that, the Gemara answered just the opposite. If Reuven the Yavam wants to marry the Yavama through Yibum, and he's not a Kohen where it's possible, we say that we force Shimon to give her a get and allow Reuven the Yavam to do actual Yibum with his Yavama. Now what's the Chiddush in the Gemara according to this Pshat of Rabbeinu Tam? The Chiddush is that we actually force the Mekadish, we force Shimon to give her a get to allow her to be Mesiyah Bemes to Reuven. If Reuven's not interested in actually doing Yibum, so of course we allow the Yavama to stay with Shimon, as long as Reuven does Chalitza. Now before we go any further in the different shittos in the Rishonim, what's pshat in our Gemara, I want to mention an interesting machlokes we find amongst the Poskim regarding this case where Shimon was Mekadesh Yavam L'Shuk. Reuven is not interested in being Miyabim, so he allows Shimon to stay with the Yavama as long as Reuven does Chalitza. Can Reuven do Chalitza while she's still married to Shimon? Can a Yavam actually do Chalitza in a situation where if he wanted to, he could not do Yibum? The Levush and the Knesset Yecheskel brought down a Pischei Tshuva and Avin Ezer, Simen Kuf Nun Tes, Sif Kotten Gimel, hold that the Mekadesh, Shimon, must be Megarish, the Yavama, before Reuven can actually do chalitza. Reuven, the Yavam, cannot do chalitza in a situation where he cannot do yibum. The pasuk says, "Im lo yachbo itzei Yavam lakachto." If the Yavam does not want to take the Yavam as a wife, then he does chalitza. In a situation where even if he wanted to, he could not do yibum, the Levush and the Knesset Yecheskel understand that he would not be able to do chalitza. However, from the Ramah and many other poskim, it's muchach that Shimon does not have to give a get to the Yavama before Reuven does chalitza. Reuven may do chalitza even while she's an Eishes Ish to Shimon. And the pashtus is that the Ramah doesn't dash like the Levush, that if technically he can't do yibum, then he cannot do chalitza either. However, the Pesach Teshuva brings a Shev Yankov that answers the Levush's kasha. The pasuk says if he doesn't want to take her, then he could do chalitza. It's mashma that if he wanted to and he can't, he's not in a situation where he could do chalitza. The Shev Yankov answers that the Ramah understands since that if Reuven wanted to actually do yibum, we said that we would force Shimon to give her a get and allow Reuven to do chalitza. That alone is considered enough v'imloy chofetz lakachto if he doesn't want to take her. But if he wanted to, since technically we would force Shimon to be megarisher, that's enough of a situation where if he wanted to be miyabim, we say that he's a bar yibum, and therefore he can do chalitza also. Incidentally, it's mashma from the way the Shev Yaakov is learning that the kfiyah that we're going to force Shimon to give a get is medir aisa. Now later on, the Pesach Teshuva quotes a minchas oni that deals with a shemeres yibum that was mezana, and she became pregnant. Now the halacha is a man may not marry meuberes chaveiroi, meinekes chaveiroi, as we saw in Perek HaChoilitz. Can a yovam do chalitza to a woman who's meinekes chaveiroi, meuberes chaveiroi, because he can't do yibum if he wanted to? Chazal wouldn't allow him to marry her. Can he do chalitza in a situation where technically he cannot do yibum? So the Menachas Oni actually has it sad to say that he cannot do chalitza. However, he says since it's only midrabanan, there may be room to be mekel. But l'katchilo, he definitely suggests that they wait till after the period of Mu'beres Chaveiroi, Menekes Chaveiroi. It's mashma from this Menachas Oni that he also understands that if she technically cannot do Yibum, that's enough of a reason to say that they cannot do Chalitza either, which is in tandem with the understanding of the Levush and the Knesset Yecheskel that we mentioned, that Shimon must give her a get before Reuven actually does Chalitza. Getting back to our Gemara, once again we explained Rabbeinu Tam understands the sugi is talking about that he was Mekadesh, Shimon was Mekadesh the Yavam Leshuk, and the halacha is that if Reuven wants to do Yibum, we force Shimon to be Megaresh. If he doesn't want to do Yibum, we allow Shimon to stay with her once Reuven does Chalitza. However, if Shimon actually did Nisuin, then she's Osir both to him and to Reuven the Yavam. According to Rashi, there's a different understanding in the Sugya. According to Rashi, it's talking about she actually did Nisuin with Shimon based on Eidim, two Eidim or even one Eid. And the Gemara tells us that the Chiddush is that she's Mutter to stay with her Yavam, unlike the case of an Eishes Ish that married Shelo Kedin, where she may not return to her first husband. Rashi explains that Rav Ashi does not hold like Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna holds that a Yavama Shezinsa is Asur Liyavam. A Yavama that was Mezana before she did Yibum is Asur to her Yavam. Rav Ashi doesn't hold of that, and he's Mater the Yavama to return to Reuven, the Yavam, even though she was Niseis to Shimon. Also, Rav Ashi holds that we are not Cheshesh that will confuse a Yavama Lashuk to a regular Eishes Ish. Later on, the Gemara says we're Cheshesh that will be Machlif. People will make a mistake, and if we're Mater, a Yavama Lashuk that married B'Isser will be Mater and Eishes Ish that married B'Isser to return to her husband also. Kamashmal and Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi teaches us that we're not Cheshesh for such a Cheshesh. People won't make such a mistake. The reason is Eishes Ish has a chi of Misa, whereas Yavama is not a chi of Misa. Also, a Yavam Lashuk that's Mezana is Mutter to the Yavam, whereas an Eishes Ish that's Mezana is Asr to the husband. Therefore, people are not going to draw comparisons. And if we're Matter, the Yavam Lashuk that married Alpi Edim to return to Reuven the Yavam, people will not say that because of that, an Eishes Ish that married Shelo Kedin based on Edim will be Mutter to return to her husband. Now the Ritva explains the reason Rashi says that it's talking about Niseis and not just Niskacha like Rabbeinu Tam, because in a case where she was Niskacha, we won't call that Chayta Niskar. There's no Chayta here. Therefore, Rashi refused to accept Rabbeinu Tam's Mahalach on the Sugya.
And he explained, therefore, that it's talking about Nisais. The Ga'inim have a third mahalach in the sugya. The Ga'inim understand that it's talking about she was Niskacha, not Nisais, the way Rabbeinu Tam learns. And the Gemara says that Ruvain, the Yovam, will do Chalitza, and she'll be mutter to Shimon the Mekadesh because he didn't do any Aveira. And the Gemara asks on that, it comes out that Chayte Niskar. Since it's talking about Shimon was Mekadesh without Eidos, he had no right to be Mekadesh, it should be also for Shimon to stay with the Yavama. Now, the Rashba, the Ramban, the Ritva all ask, in our Mishnah it says that even by an Eishes Ish, which is more Chomer, if she was just Niskadesh to a second husband, she never did Nisuin, she may return to her first husband. Why does the Gemara ask over here that Chayte Niskar, and she should be Osir to Shimon, the Mekadesh, because it did an Aveira? Even by Eishes Ish we don't say that she's Osir to the Mekadesh, or to her husband, if it was just Kiddushin and not Nisuin. So the Raman, Rashba, and Ritva explain that the Mishnah that says that if she was just Niskadesh and not Niseis, she may return to her first husband or go to the second husband if she gets a get from her first husband, that's only in a case where she was Niskadesh through Edim. If there weren't any Edim and she did Kiddushin with the second husband, it's clear from these Rishonim that she will be Osir to her second husband. It's a tremendous chiddush, but that's what it says. According to these Rishonim, that the Mishnah on Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph says, if she was just Niskadesh to a second husband, and her first husband comes back, there are no knosses of Teitzim Mizeh Umizeh, that's only in a case where she did the Kedushin based on Edim. They were false, but they were Edim. If there were no Edim, she's Osir to the second husband. So again, getting back to the Gemara asks, it should be Chayte Niskar, why do we allow her to stay with Shimon? The Mekadesh, if Reuven gives Chalitza, it's Chayte Nisker. She married, at least Kiddushin, without Eidus. The Gemara answers, Enochanami. She's Osir to the Mekadesh, she's Osir to Shimon, since he married her with Kiddushin, Shlei Al Pi Eidim. The Chiddush is that we force Shimon to give a get. Another Chiddush is, according to the Goyim, that she's Mutter to the Yavam. Even though she was Mechavein to be Mevatel Mitzvah Siyabman, she attempted to undo the Mitzvah of Yibum. Still, we don't cancel her, we don't cancel the Yobim, and we allow the Shemeres Yobim to do Yibum with Reuven, even though she's Osir to Shimon the Mekadesh. There's another Chiddush according to the Goyim, that she's Osir to the Mekadesh. Therefore, to summarize the three Shittas in the Sugya, there's Rabbeinu Tam that understands the Sugya is talking about Niskadsha, not Nisis, just Niskadsha to Shimon. Shimon has to give her a get. In the case where Reuven the Yavam wants to do Yibum, if Reuven doesn't want to do Yibum, the halacha is that Shimon can stay with her once Reuven does Chalitza. There's a machlekes apaiskim we mentioned, whether Reuven can do Chalitza while she's still married to Shimon. According to Rashi, the sugya is talking about that she was Niseis. If she's Niskacha, there's no chashash at all. She's mutter to Shimon, she's mutter to Reuven. The whole Shaila in the sugya is talking about that she was Niseis, she actually did Nisuin. In such a case, the Gemara says that although by Nation Sish that did Nisuin with the second husband, Shlokedin, she's asked her to return to her first husband. By Yavama, according to Rav Ashi, we don't say that, and she's mutter to return to the Yavam. According to the Ga'inim, and the Ramban, and the Rashba, the sugya is talking about she was Niskadish to Shimon, she had no right to, there were no Edim that said that her Yavam died, and therefore, she's Osir to the Mekadesh. And the Gemara says the Chiddush is that although she's Osir to the Mekadesh, she's still Mutter to the Yavam. However, in this case, if after Reuven did Chalitza, Shimon went ahead and married her once again, in such a case, the Mechaber and Siman Kufnin Tesif Aleph brings the Shita that holds that in this is like Taitse, if she married him already, even though the Katchili shouldn't have, but once he did, she doesn't have to leave his house. The Goyen explains the whole reason of the Isser was because Iskuri Isker will be Chaytan Iskar. As the Gemara says, in this case, there's no Chaytan Iskar. The Miyabim Ruvain was Chaylitz Midaita in his own volition. However, the Ramah brings the Shitas and Trumas Adeshan, who's Midaik from the Bahag, that even if Shimon went ahead and married her after Ruvain's Chalitza, if this is Taitse, she has to leave his house. The Knas was that she should never be Mutter to Shimon. The Gemara continues, Omer of Gidl, Omer of Chiyah, Bar Yosef, Omer Rav, that a Yavama Kiddushin ain ba, nisun yesh ba. If a Yavama married Lashuk, she doesn't have Kiddushin, she does have nisun. What does that mean? So there are two mahalchim in the Gemara. According to Rashi, it means that a Shemeres Yavam that was Niskadesh to a Zar, she doesn't need a get. However, if she made Nisuin with a Zar, then she does need a get. The Gemara asks, Kiddushin ain't bought, Nisuin ain't bought. If she doesn't have Kiddushin, she can't possibly get to a status of Nisuin without doing Kiddushin. So the Gemara answers that Rav meant Kiddushin ain't bought and Nisuin ain't bought. She doesn't have Kiddushin or Nisuin. Whether she made just Kiddushin or she actually did Nisuin, she doesn't need a get from the Zar that was Makadisha. Now the Rav explains that when the Gemara said Kiddushin ain't bought, Nisuin ain't bought, it wasn't a mistake in the Girsa. What it meant is Kiddushin ain't bought, she doesn't have Kiddushin, Nisuin yesh bought, it was Lashon Bitmiya. She could possibly have a din of a Nisua that she'll need a get if Kiddushin doesn't apply to a Yivam Lashuk. Now the Tosfos Shalom asks Akasha on Rashi's Mahalach. Why does the Gemara ask, if Kiddushin doesn't require a get by Yivam Lashuk, then Nisuin shouldn't require either? What's the Gemara's Kasha? We find by Inashus Ish that marries Shalai Kedin based on false Eidim. If she just was Niskadsha to the second husband, she doesn't need a get. If she made Nisuin, she does need a get. So say the same thing here. So the Tosfos Shalom explains that the Gemara is not talking about whether she needs a get or not. We're talking about whether she's Osir on the Yavam. That the Gemara says, Kiddushin Ein Bo, if she just was Niskadsha, she's Mutter to the Yavam. Nisuin Yesh Bo, if she was Nisais, she's forbidden to the Yavam. On that the Gemara asks, that the Gemara understood when it says that Kiddushin doesn't Aser on the Yavam, Nisuin does Aser on the Yavam, it means Nisuin exclusively, nothing else. Which means that even if she did Znus, she's not Aser on the Yavam. It's Mashma, just Nisuin Aser is her on the Yavam. And on that the Gemara asks, if Znus doesn't Aser her on the Yavam, why does Nisuin Aser on the Yavam? And to this, the text of the Shalom can't ask what he asked on Rashi. Because by Eishes Ish, we don't find any difference between Snus and Nisuin. Just like she's Osir, if she married somebody else, she's Osir if she was Mizana with somebody else. To that, the Gemara answered, don't say that Kiddushin doesn't Aser on the Yavam, Nisuin does. Rather say, both Kiddushin and Nisuin don't Aser her on the Yavam. Now, the text of the Shalom asks on that, in the Mishnah it says that Teitze Mizeh Umizeh. In our Mishnah, Omer Aleph, it says that a Shemeres Yavam that married Lashuk, Shalai Kedin, she's usher to be with her husband, and she's usher to be with the Yavam. So how could Rav Gittel say in the name of Rav that if she made Nisuin, she's not usher to her Yavam? So Tosfos Shalom answers that in the Rishalmi it says that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's Machmer by Chayvei Lava like Chayvei Krisis. He compares it to an Eishes Ish. Therefore, in our Mishnah, it's Teitze Mizeh Mizeh. However, according to the Rabbanon, that hold that Chayvei Lavan is not as Chomer as Chayvei Krisis, the Yavam will be Chaylitz, and not only the Yavam is Mutter with her, but even the second husband is also Mutter, as Yavam Lashuk is much less Chomer than Eishes Ish. The Gemara then said Iba Yisayma to explain Rav Gidl's Memra that Nisun Yeshba Biznus. That means that he passes like Rav Amnuna that Shemeres Yavam that was Mzana, she's Osir to the Yavam. Just like an Eishes Ish that was Mzana is Osir to her husband. That the Gemara said Nisuin Yeshba, it doesn't necessarily mean Nisuin, it could mean Znus, and the Gemara used a Loshen Malya, a Loshen Noki, that's what the Ritva explains. Now in this Mahalach in the Gemara, even according to Rashi, the subject at hand is whether she's Osir to the Yavam or not. Not like the first Mahalach in the Gemara. That according to Rashi is talking about whether she needs a get or not. The Gemara says, Ibo Yisayma, a third Mahalach in the Sugya, Kiddushin Ein Ba Nisuin Yesh Ba means that if she was just Niskadesh to a Zar, she's Mutter without a get. We're going according to Rav here, who holds that Shemeres Yavam doesn't have Tfisas Kiddushin, and therefore she doesn't need a get. However, if she made Nisuin, he has to give her a get because she's Michlefa Be'eshes Ish. People will confuse her with an Eshes Ish. And if they say that she doesn't need a get, people will say the same way in Eshes Ish that marriage like a din may leave her second husband without a get. And the Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek says that she does need a get. Now, according to the Tosfos Yishonim, this third Mahalach in the Gemara is also talking about whether she's Osir on the Yavam or not. And the Gemara says that if she just was Niskadesh, she's Mutter to the Yavam. If she made Nisuin with the Zar,
with Shimon, then she's usher to the Yavam. I think Mara understood before that by Znus she's not usher to the Yavam, and where do we find the difference between Nisuin and Znus? So that the Gemara answers that by Nisuin, the reason we ask her is not because she's usher Medina. The reason we ask her if she married Shimon and actually did Nisuin, that she's usher to the Yavam, because people will confuse this Yavam Lashukud Nisuin Shalakidin with a Eishes Ishu did Nisuin Shalakidin. Now by an Eishes Ishu did Nisuin Shalakidin, she's usher to return to her first husband. So because of that, we made a gzeira that by Shemeres Yavam, that the Nisuin Shalakidin, she's also usher to return to the Yavam. By Znus, however, since Znus is not Shchiach, we're not Chayshesh, that people are going to come make a mistake and say, because of Shemeres Yavam, who was Mazano, is Mutter, to go back to her Yavam, an Eishes Ish that was Mazano will be Mutter to go back to her first husband. Since it's not Shchiach, we're not Chayshesh to make such a gzeira. Now, Taisa Yishonim asks a different kasha on the Gemara. Why does the Gemara have to come on to the Svara of people will be machlif? They'll make a mistake and confuse Eisha Meres Yavam that married Shalakidin with an Eisha Ish that married Shalakidin without that. Say the Chashash is, Shema Yomru Cholat Zeh Begirash Zeh. People will say, if we allow her to return to her Yavam, people will not realize that she married the second husband. She married Shimon Shalakidin. People will assume that Reuven the Yavam did Chalitza, then she married Shimon Kidin, and then he divorced her, and if she returns to the Yavam, if she returns to Reuven, people will say that it's mutter for one to be machzer chalutzasei, to remarry an isha that he did Chalitza with. Just as we're chayshish in the beginning of the perek, Shema Yaimru, people will make a mistake, and therefore they answered an Ashes ish who married like Kidin to leave her second husband's house without a get, because people will say Shema Yaimru that an Ashes ish yoitza b'lai get, and they won't know that she married like Kidin, and they won't know that the Kedushin wasn't Taifes. And more than that, she has to get a get from her second husband, and she can't go back to her first husband, because people will think that a man can be Machzer Grushasai after she's married to somebody else. So you see, we make a chashash of Shema Yomru. So here too, say the chashash of Shema Yomru, people will say that Reuven did Chalitza, Shimon married her, and then when Reuven wants to remarry her, people will assume that she was married Kedin to Shimon, and if Reuven remarries her, people will say that it's mutter for one to marry his chalutza. The Taisi Shalom answers that they were only geyser Shema Yomru in a place where you could be mitzareif a knas because of the Isra of Znus. If a woman is mezana b'shoigig, she's mutter menatayir, chazal were geyser that she hasn't been mezid, but seer of that, they were counseling her to get a get, and she's also to go back to her first husband. There's no chashash of Shema Yomru independently. If there's a reason to cancel her because of this nus that she did, although in this particular case it will be a shaygi gemnatayr, she's mutter, Chazal cancelled her and made a gzeira of Shema Yomru and therefore asked her to her first husband. However, by Shemeres Yavam, where Znus doesn't answer her on her Yavam, for the chshash of Shema Yomru alone, we don't find that Chazal makes such a gzeira. L'maisa comes out in the halacha, if a Shemeres Yavam was mezana, we don't hold like Rav Hamnuna, she's mutter to the Yavam, as long as he's not a Kohen. However, regarding the Bayil, the Ramah writes, B'shem the Muki Yosef, that we're machmer, we cancel her, that she cannot go to be with a Bayil. And the Goyen explains in Bir Agra that it's definitely no less than the Isra of Kiddushin that we mentioned in the Gemara before, that if she was Niskadesh, without any Edim, that we asa her to be to the man who was Mekadesh her, as a Knas, we definitely are not going to be more mekel to a bayil than we are with one who is just mekadesh, which we said that according to many shittas in the Rishayim, she's aser to the mekadesh. If she was nisus to a zar, not just kiddushin, she was actually the nisun with a zar, we hold that kol advarim elubo, she has all the knosses that an eshes ish has who married shelo kedin. The only exception may be whether there's mamzerus midirabonon. There are two shittas whether there is a Mamzeres Midrabanon by a Yavam Lashuk who married Shalai Kedin. Some learn that when the Gemara said in Omid Aleph that the Mamzeres in our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Akiva, that's only Mamzeres Midiraisa. But Midrabanon, even the Chachamim hold that there is Mamzeres by Shemeres Yavam that married Shalai Kedin. Because of what the Gemara says, Rechayshish Dilma Michlaf Beishas Ish. People will make a mistake to confuse her with Eishas Ish, so therefore we gave her all the halachas of an Eishas Ish. That's what Tosfos on the top of the Omid holds. And therefore, even Mamzerus Midirabbanon is applicable to a Shemeres Yavim that marriage like a din. The Ramban and several other Rishonim learn that there is no Mamzerus Midirabbanon by a Shemeres Yavim, according to the Chachamim. And when the Gemara says it's going according to Rabbi Akiva, this Mamzerus, it means Rabbi Akiva exclusively. And therefore, a Shemeres Yavim that marriage like a din, and she has a child, the child is not a Mamzer Lahalacha, even Midirabbanon. As we pass, like the Chachamim, and not like Rabbi Akiva.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.